Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, for healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning to you. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Happy Mother's Day. This is Mother's Day weekend. As you well know, I don't have to tell you. If your mom is still with us, and even if she's not, I'm sure you're thanking her tomorrow in whatever way, shape, or form you're thanking her. You know, as a scientist, as a doctor, I have a different sort of a view about motherhood. I am fascinated by the early phase of it. In other words, fertility, gestation, and those early years. And when we sit across from mom tomorrow and thank her, gift her, bless her, whatever we do, I want to share with you the big piece of it that you may not really know about because, you know, it's a doctor kind of thing. I mean, what do you really know about gestation? What do you know about conception? There's angles on this that are fascinating, and there are angles on it that are a big piece of why you thank mom tomorrow. Let me give you an example of that. And I'm going to put this on the website later on. I'm going to put a video. It's a TED Talk video done by a guy named Rob Knight, K-N-I-G-H-T, Robert Knight. And he's contrasting the difference between the baby that's born vaginally and the baby that's born with the cesarean. Now, the cesarean is a big deal. It's a major surgery. It's not a little surgery. It's a heck of a lot better than having mom or the baby die. And as you know, at the turn of the last century, 1900, that infant maternal mortality, they were both in the top five reasons people died. That was a big chunk of that percentage. Anybody out there on the prairie? You know, we didn't always have Kaiser Permanente and Cedars-Sinai. We didn't always have modern OBG. Usually we had a midwife and a doula and no medical doctor at all. Just 100 years ago. 200 years ago, definitely. I mean, think about it. In 1930, half of all surgeries, the education for most surgeons back in the 1920s and 30s, were in countryside farmhouses. It's only the last 50, 60 years that medicine, medical schools, and medical technology have really hit this incredibly sophisticated level. But going back 150, 200 years ago, if you were pregnant, you could die. Think about that. And your baby could die. Infant and maternal mortality were very, very, very high. So we're glad we have cesareans, right? Would you want to lose your wife or your baby when you could just do a cesarean? So it's good. Just like, okay, the cover of the Wall Street Journal this morning. Bear with me here. The cover of the Wall Street Journal, the paper, headline: Secret Science Made Gene-Edited Babies. Some doctor at a Chinese hospital genetically engineered two human babies, gene-edited, meaning they were conceived normally, but then he messed with their genes. You know why? For bad reasons? No, for good reasons. He wanted to make those babies HIV-resistant to their father. Look at how far we've gone. You couldn't even find someone to deliver your kids 200 years ago, and now we can actually go into the genome. Fascinating stuff. So it's good we have cesareans. Just like you could argue, it's good we can save the lives of two infants, prevent them from getting AIDS by going into their genes. These are big topics for the talk tables. It's going to affect us in your lifetime. It's affecting you now. They're doing it now. So it's good we have cesareans. But as Rob Knight, and if you get on the website, straighttalk.cc, I'll post this TED's talk to the show so you can lead. When you follow the health of babies born through cesarean, through C-sec, they don't have nearly the health that the vaginal births. And this brings up another topic that I'm really into. I'm going to be doing a seminar on this next Sunday at one of the local hotels here. Even if you haven't come, most people going have been there 6 or 7 times. But if you haven't, you are invited. This is one of my classes for beginners. When you're born vaginally, you bathe in your mother's vaginal bacteria. That doesn't happen when you're born cesarean because you don't come through the vagina. When you're born vaginally, you bathe, you incubate in your mother's vaginal flora, we say, F-L-O-R-A, vaginal bacteria. And that will seed. It will be the foundation for the bacteria that evolve in your intestinal tract as you grow up. And you will grow up, and you will grow up healthy because of that. The cesarean, the C-sec babies don't get that. And as the scientist Rob Knight on TED Talks, and you can see it on the website, as you'll see, those babies born cesarean have much higher incidences of allergies, of asthma, of diabetes, of obesity, of all sorts of big problems. Now, if you really get into this topic about the bacteria and the flora and the microbiome being the collection of bacteria in the vagina versus the collection of bacteria in the large intestine versus the collection of bacteria on your skin, a whole world opens up. That's what we're going to do the seminar on next Sunday. And what it's basically saying is the mom's health and her bacteria transfer to the child to begin to stimulate the child's immune system in the proper way. That's huge. The mom's vaginal flora, which is a function of the mother's health and floral balance, stimulates the baby's floral balance and stimulates the immune system in the correct way. And we already know that without that, that if the child's born by cesarean, years later, the bacteria in its large intestine, in its small and large intestine, is going to resemble the population of bacteria that are normally found on your skin. The child won't have the good bacterial populations of the intestines. It'll have a bacterial population in the intestine of what's on the skin. That's bad. The skin is its own microbiome. The intestine is its own microbiome. And the two are not supposed to be the same. And as I said, if you're born cesarean, the one in your gut is being replaced by the one on your skin because you didn't get your mom's vaginal flora. That's fascinating. The reason it's fascinating is the microbiome, the bacteria of the human body, deliver us 40,000 genes. Excuse me. Approximately 30 to 40 million genes against our 20 to 30,000. They make a contribution genetically to who we are in far greater numbers than we make a contribution through our genes to who we are. And you can say we are our bacteria. We can say our behavior, who we like, who we love, who we want to mate with. Our health, our IQ is definitely a function of the microbes that are in symbiosis with us. Our own mitochondria, the little tiny powerhouses that make the ATP in the cell. Did you know that mitochondria really were founded by a bacterial invasion into the mammalian cell? We are all one. If there is a subset of science that shows us that, it's studying the genetics, the gene pools. We share genes. And who we are and what we are and who we think we are and how we're being influenced, well, that's worth a life of inquiry. But no doubt it is heavily controlled, heavily influenced by bacteria that we can already delineate, give lists of, cultivate. And of course, as this video will go on to show, Rob Knight's video, TED Talks, kind of the idea then is if you're born cesarean is to change those populations in your intestines. And when they do it, you get your health back. Now, that's what the seminar next week is about. I'm going to extend this on the show today. And I'm going to get to another version or another slant on this. And the slant is that your microbiome, the one you get from your mom and how it develops, is heavily integrated into your nervous system. Those bacteria have to be under the heavenly wave of love. Colic. Moms call it colic. Colic is a function of imbalance in the nervous system. Now, what you don't know is it's not the baby's nervous system. It's not that the baby has colic. It's that the mom has colic. Yeah. There's a slant. There's a slant. What is the mom's condition when the mom is gestating the child? What's the mom's anxiety level at? Does the mom have enough energy to give to the baby? You know, we think of, we fall in love, we have a child, we're pregnant, everybody's happy. And of course, this is hopefully the case, and often it is the case. But the bottom line is the mom healthy enough to gestate? Because when you're exhausted, when you're tired, and you don't have the energy, that's a form of anxiety. You can be completely in love with your partner. You can be completely in love with the notion of your pregnancy. All that can check out wonderfully. But if you don't have the energy, that's anxiety. And Junior is picking up every little bit of your anxiety. Now, moms know this. Intuitively, a mom knows this. You're thanking your mom tomorrow for the intuitive faculty, the evolved intuitive faculty within her that put everything down and put everything out of her existence except one thing, that baby. That's a commitment. She was committed to you by stopping her world for you with a sense of joy, despite, well, perhaps the beating she was taking. Because if your mom was exhausted, she didn't get up every day thinking about how unfortunate it was that you were evolving in her womb. She got up every day with a sense of joy about gestating, about feeding that little thing that was growing inside her, despite the fact that she was taking a beating. So two of the little nuances of birthing your children. And you can take the thank you from there. Two of the nuances is get born down the vaginal canal. Shift your version of gestation to are we ready to gestate? Who thinks in terms of, well, my son and daughter just got, my son just got married, or my daughter just got married, and they're planning to have a baby within the next year. Sure they are. That's what you do. Who thinks in terms of, my daughter's going to boot camp to get healthy enough to have that baby, because this is her third baby. And before she has it, she's got to get healthy enough to have one. Who thinks that way? No one thinks that way. That's the problem. Moms take a beating because we don't understand how big gestation really is. It's like in a better world, a pregnant woman could take off for a year or 2 years. The state would pay. There would be a fund. The pregnant woman's fund. Maybe we could carve off a little bit from the defense budget. Or maybe Jerry Brown could shave a little bit off what he devoted to the subway that didn't function. Or the expansion on the 405 freeway that didn't have any impact whatsoever on traffic through the Sepulveda Pass. Maybe we could shave off some dough and give every pregnant woman in the state of California, and then, of course, the United States, a couple of years off. It's odd, isn't it? It's odd that if we did, with any kind of real knowledge, instead of shortcuts necessitating genetic engineering and cesareans, isn't it odd that in the face of all the money we spend, all the money we waste, admittedly that we waste, if we just gave pregnant women some knowledge, or women who knew they were going to get pregnant, the knowledge. Well, just on the basis of the two things I just said, it could change the world. Because a healthy baby needs to be born vaginally. And right now, Thailand, 90%, 95% of all the births in the cities of Thailand are born cesarean. It's almost like cesareans are becoming the norm. And what those cesareans do to the mom, not just the baby, I'll save that for another show. So what can you do? Number one, you've got to know how to dilate. Mom's got to be relaxed or she doesn't dilate. Babies get stuck because moms can't dilate. The cervix doesn't dilate. Sometimes the head's just too big. Sometimes the baby's coming out wrong. But let's just deal with one of the primary causes of cesareans. Moms don't dilate. Moms don't dilate because of tension. To relax that area during childbirth is a cultivated practice. It's not just something you do. If you've been tight down there, in between the legs, in those muscles, in those neurons, in the neurological tracts, in the orifices, you're not going to dilate. You may have been like that since you were born. You may be like that because your flora are all off, and for a million other reasons. In other words, the nervous system, the wires, the electrical impulses to the vaginal canal, to the anal sphincter, to the perineum, to every other piece of you down low in the pelvis, has to be cultivated to the point where it can keep you in a very relaxed state. Let me bring it down to brass tacks. Here's number three. Number three is, if a woman stands up, so let's just be hypothetical here. Your daughter's 24. Or your granddaughter's 24. Or you're 24. Or you're 39 or 40. And you're going to have another baby. Here's the exercise. Here's the practice. Here's what you need to learn to do. You need to learn to stand up and tuck your sacrum. That's your backbone. Tuck it underneath until you can feel it pull apart from the fifth lumbar vertebra. And when you do, it's supposed to feel good. It's actually supposed to feel good. And as you're doing it, you're supposed to contract through the vaginal canal, through the anal sphincter, through the female urethra. You're supposed to contract all your holds as you tuck under your sacrum. And when you do and you squeeze, you're supposed to feel a bolt of pleasure up inside your brain. That contraction down low as you tuck the sacrum should produce an expansion through the cranial system, through the ventricular system of the brain. Now, if you don't understand what I'm talking about, you've got to understand what I'm talking about. My students do in my classes, certainly. And I've put this on so many of my other shows. This is show 416. I cover this stuff. So if you're new to the show, get on the website straighttalk.cc, not .com. .cc and listen to the shows. I have people all over the world studying these shows. I have people all over the world coming in to the Costa Mesa area to learn this stuff. Because it's real. It's not your superficial cliff note, topical nonsense solution that really doesn't get you anywhere. It's the stuff of health that demands that you learn to cultivate health. Health is not a service that you buy. Health is a cultivation that through education you perfect. It's a very different version of health. Too often we don't have that version of health. Here's a case in point. Whoever you are, if you're thinking of getting pregnant, one, be healthy enough. Be able to do the following. To stand up, to tuck the sacrum under, contract through the orifices, and feel this large expansion between your ears. Like you could get yourself high. Like the endorphin rush is so intense when you do this that it's almost like, it's almost like bliss. It is bliss. What a concept that the nervous system would connect your sacrum to the ventricles that pump your brain. I did say heart, I said brain. If you've got that connection going, if you can feel the pleasure of what I'm talking about, if over time you can intensify that pleasure, when your baby's head is coming down the vaginal canal, it's going to make it. When that baby is asking your cervix to dilate, it's going to dilate. And you're going to be off to a good start, a really good start. You, the mom, and you, the baby. You're going to get your mom's vaginal flora then. Mom's going to save herself a cesarean. And if she tears a little, if she gets like a few millimeter tear, get it sewn up. Don't do the episiotomy. Get it sewn up. Because if it's sewn up, then she'll be tight down there, even though there's a little scar. I could go on for hours like this. Hours. Birthing children. Gestating babies. It's a massive, massive art form. It's a cultivation. But we're almost out of time. So what are we thanking mom for? Well, we're kind of thanking her for being so committed. Without this knowledge, women don't know this. Certainly our grandparents didn't. Certainly our mom didn't. They were telling women in the 50s and 60s not even to breastfeed. It's 2019. We consider that stupid today. In the 1950s and 60s, the smartest doctors at the smartest places, Dr. Salk, were advising women not to even breastfeed. All these things that mothers didn't know. And yet, every mother will say, gestation, birth, Those early years were the best years of her life. Generally, moms will tell you those early years were the best years. That's how much love they put into you, that despite being so ignorant and costing themselves so much pain, and I didn't even really get into it, it was still the best years of their life. That's what you call love. That's what you're thanking mom for. There's a perspective for you. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. If you're interested in the seminar, 714-850-1007. Seminars on the bacteria of you, the microbiomes, how you can manipulate them for your health to prevent cancer, heart disease, every other disease you've ever heard. Heavily influenced by the bacteria in your gut. You need to know. It's the future. 714-850-1007. 714-850-1007. We'll see you next Sunday. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Okay, that's a wrap. Don't forget to get to Dr. Medici's website at drmedici.com to look at the pictures and review the show as often as you wish. See you next week.